It is not usually so open. It opens with a wall of a type of plexiglass for viewing at low speed and closes the fuselage during navigation. These photos were taken at a speed of observation. This other one is the current service spacecraft in our fleet. It is a spacecraft with a very advanced artificial intelligence. This model is already in use for 10 years. The bright dots you see are the poles of power plasmic energy that create the potential differences between the magnetic fields, causing the spacecraft to move according to commands from the navigation system. The more light, the more energy to the boot of the spacecraft. When the light is virtually imperceptible, the spaceship is only in low speed levitating against gravity. The big difference between them is that when any of the new spacecraft learns some new information, it automatically passes to all other ships of the fleet, so that all share the same database in real time. A mothership can carry up to 150 units of them. Mithy, very good, I'm happy to get those answers. The friends are sure to enjoy as well. Also, now I can have photos of your ships in a prominent place on my computer. Video 18, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda, Video 18 on November 20, 2010. Question, Steve asks, why UFOs seem to enter freshwater reservoirs and lakes? Are they entering to hide from the public? Are they entering some type of hidden underground system? Are they refueling with fresh water? Back in the bygone days of the Mayans, there were some bases with entrances in lakes in different regions, but they were closed long after the technological development of humans on Earth. Today, there are underwater bases in the oceans. When ships sink in freshwater lakes, they do this especially for deionized or rare frames that collect and filter water for general consumption on the ship. In regions with much movement of aircraft and people, we can also choose to stop at the bottom of lakes to allow rest for the crew, with little chance of being disturbed. Currently, man is almost everywhere, and when operations are close to urban centers, the lakes are quiet places to land. Some fields of invisibility technologies use different techniques that generate heat, and if the ship landed in an area like a field, it would mark the plants, almost cooking them, outlining its presence. Birds commonly collide with the field and die in shock. Question, Mithy, what is the situation with the seafloor activity? The heat generated by increased volcanic activity is significantly altering the temperature of ocean currents. It should already be causing unwanted effects on your regional climate and accelerating the melting of the poles. Both the Atlantic and the Pacific are warming up their chains, causing an increase in evaporation and consequent atmospheric changes around the globe. The increased activity at the moment is 32% bigger as same period last year. We expect it to remain steady until March next year. Talking about the ocean, just for the record, if you had the technology for translators of languages today, you would be very impressed to learn that you are not the only intelligent beings with advanced reasoning on your planet. Dolphins and porpoises are also advanced forms of intelligence, calm and innocent beings. We have included the regional dialects of them recently, made available by Arcturians. They have helped with lots of information relevant to oceanic research and know that some of them are being transferred from the planet for their own protection. Question, Mithy, friend Clive asks a weird question. What appeared on Earth first, the chicken or the egg? Well, no problem, Clive, it is a simple matter of development. None appeared in the first, it was only an adaptation. It was a continued development and adaptation to environmental source. The birds came from a development of the reptiles. While living in the water where the reptiles began, there was no need of hard eggs, only a thin gel placenta, which dissolves in water, releasing the offspring into the water to develop. When development has forced some species to migrate to the land, the major part have returned to the water to spawn their young. Other species that have spread throughout the interior had to adapt their egg placenta to be born amid dry, and then the placenta started to have more resistance for protection of the young in contact with earth and sand, providing a means of fetal development more protected and warm. Even today on Earth you have examples of all stages, reptiles that put their offspring into the water, like frogs and the like, while crocodiles, lizards, and turtles lay eggs where the placenta has a thick skin like leather. And finally birds have their placentas covered with a hard calcium shell to protect them from attack by insects, from which emerged the calcified egg shell as they are known today as aechican eggs, known as normal eggs. So, this is a question that's not really up on this issue. Question: Clive asks about the 10 most puzzling ancient artifacts found on Earth. Could you tell us what these artifacts are? Clive: We don't have, archaeologically speaking, all the information about artifacts left on Earth. There are millions of planets, each with many details of history. I will answer if there is available information, including similarity with stories of other planets we know. These spheres are very similar to markers of minerals used by the ancient miners of planets. The civilization of Camelopardalis is extremely ancient, mining in several solar systems. These spheres were widely used by them to mark their exploitable reserves examined on the planets for many billions of years. The probes through the spheres programmed to emit a signal frequency, and after preliminary review, these could be found later by the tracking system, if that mining operation would be carried out. If they have the old mark on them, they were left by their exploiters. The warehouse is located in your solar system on Saturn's moon, Leptis. The Dropa stones, found in a cave with 12,000 years old in China, along with several skeletons of humanoids, with large heads. These discs of minerals, when placed in a certain amount on a single axis at a certain distance of a wavelength, amplify cosmic energy that could be used to send distress signals. Thousands of years ago, monoliths of rock were used, programmed as a constant signal emitter for spatial navigation. Because these humanoids were possibly shipwrecked from space, they had no programming capability, maybe having lost the essential system of the ship. They may have been trying to build several antenna amplifiers to maintain a point of absorption of energy that could be captured by some rescue unit. They probably used portable units of low-energy lasers to cut and create the discs. This can be analyzable because they must have traces of high temperature in its creation. In this context, the ancient civilizations must have spent time making their own, as a symbol of contact with the beyond. It is the most appropriate explanation that may befall me, for these antennas at EM resonances were a way to try a rustic type of EPIRB distress signal, a desperate attempt for salvation. The Icar stones, about 13 million years ago, pre-Stone Age. I have no record of this type of artifact. Wait, okay, I found some information. These engravings are extremely old, of the Incas, representing aspects of their historical experiences provided by their mentors. Most are pre-Inca, regarded as relics of the ancestors, by its own people. The drawings of dinosaurs interacting with humanoids are proof of the longevity of these artifacts. The antique Ithera mechanism 2000 years old submerged in the Greek coast sea. I did not find anything about this artifact. Looks like some kind of mechanical time marker built by skilled mechanical engineers of your ancient times. The Baghdad battery, found buried in ruins of a 2000 year old in an ancient village near Baghdad. These batteries were introduced approximately 4,000 years ago in ancient Egypt, by a race from Andromeda who helped create the pyramids. Moreover, all the pyramids were helped by these people, the planet in the solar system from a town in the galaxy Andromeda. This started as a pleasantry. The god set up a primitive ionizer with small plates of zinc, copper tube, magnesium and some water. They said to Pharaoh to urinate in the container for 7 days. After 7 days, they brought one plasmid strand between the two terminals of the ionizer that lit up like magic. It was a cold light, which is not heated, but illuminated enough for the standards of the time. After the initial joke, they started this technique with the pharaohs, who used sulfuric acid or vinegar to make the batteries work, but would save the secret that died with them after the latest generation of the Egyptian elite. The filaments of plasma were stored even as the greatest treasure given by the gods. The starlight, the Koso artifact, encased in a 500,000-year-old mineral rock. This is an old high-voltage insulator that was used in old power generation systems for the anti-gravity drives thousands of years ago. They used 4 to 6 of these insulators on each bobbin of field generation on the spaceship. This was left behind by some maintenance staff of a spacecraft during that time. By the type of design, it seems to be a very old reptilian isolation unit. It RTMS a fantastic piece of archaeological prospecting. Ancient model aircraft Apri and Sumerian time objects, some from 5000 BC. Well, these artifacts depicting ancient spacecraft were very common in the cultures of the time. They had them made in gold and represent the crews of the ships that were bringing knowledge of the stars. Millions of years ago, the very old small service spacecraft used jet thrusters, as you use today, being much lighter than the old magnetic navigation units, which were large and heavy. They were much like your jets and helicopters of today. When they returned, they were collected by mother ships near the ground. You'll find many of these old small spacecraft on the moon dropped a result of early struggles. Giant stone balls of Costa Rica, estimate 2,000 years. These spheres, evidently, have already been removed from their original locations in your current Central America, originally designed to accurately portray the solar system and its correlation with all the major constellations, emphasizing the Pleiades, including the proportionality of the planets. When they were placed there by Pleiadians as a monument, a gift, there was no vegetation like there is now, and the monument could be seen perfectly from the top. Impossible fossils, hand engraved in ceramic rock from Cretaceous period, 65 million years. You are smart people. I'm sure I need not answer this question. You are very fortunate to have found such traces. I think this definitely proves the point in question. How many of you have written somewhere, "I was here"? The Earth is being visited, explored, and monitored for billions of years. Isn't it natural to find traces of this? If you go looking, you'll find many more inexplicable things by your scientists. Out-of-place metal objects, say machine extruded tubes of a type of aluminum. They were encrusting in a Cretaceous period chalk bed estimated to be at least 65 million years old. In every age of the Earth, when animal life began, the planet has for many billion of years a source of hunting for several civilizations. In the hunting seasons, ships would leave here with thousands of tons of meat from large reptiles. Fences, campgrounds, utensils, were left on the planet without concern. I think we return to the same case as in the previous question. Hopefully, you will continue to find out through ancient evidence that you are very recent occupants of this territory, which you claim to be your possession. Video 19, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. Video 19A December 5th, 2010. Question. Mythi, there's been a wave of entertainment films lately, dealing with alien invasions, in a violent manner in order to take over the planet. I feel like an idiot asking this to you, but, is there any chance of that happening? Are they trying to prepare ourselves for some kind of official pretense? This happens for a long time on your planet. His productions are always looking for entertainment that instigates your survival instinct to motivate the success of these productions. If some alien race ostensibly intended to invade the planet, you would not be alive even to watch their arrival. It is impossible to happen today. Backed by laws of several galactic communities throughout the universe, such action would cause a retaliatory action by all communities of TM pacifists. Our ships are considered as one of the fastest today, can go around the planet in 90 seconds in attack speed. Here in the Milky Way there are several associations of solar systems, which are real powers in relation to large fleets available for a conflict in a matter of minutes. Due to the large movement of spaceships in the region, nobody would dare attack the Earth because they would not have success in this type of endeavor. As you suspect, they may be intended to simulate an invasion using existing equipment in your arsenal of governments, such as lasers, operated by aircraft, sonic weapons for parasympathetic system shutdown, and other hallucinogenic chemical weapon. In addition, they can count on ships' reptilians as visual effect, but only as a visual effect because the reptilians could not help belligerently deception, for they were stopped by patrol craft like ours and those of Pleiadians. They would have no chance against us. The pirates that I mentioned in previous meetings, they represent no danger to the integrity of any planet. They are considered, as you say, chicken thieves. As I always emphasize, are always prepared to distinguish the false from the true and false, you know who are, the bad intentional elites of the current world government. Question. Mithy, I found 27 transport spaceships in the photos from space, where I got the image of that spacecraft from System Spiker, many of them out and apparently broken or disabled, others lit, suggesting they are in operation. What are they and why are they there? There are many hundreds of largest transport spaceships abandoned in space, like old ships wandering alone with no crew. There were many wars in former times, we are talking about billions of years. To cut supplies of materials and food, transport ships were often attacked, looted and abandoned. They were also attacked by pirates, who took advantage of conflicts between planets, to stole them in the solar systems. There are many still in use today because not all points justify having transport gateways installed. There are millions of planets and millions of commercial points of collection. These ships are like your trains, they have several sections coupled together, and you can rent as you need to transport your products. They collect where necessary through operating contracts. The space was not always a safe place and will never be fully. We had an attack on an agricultural planet in a remote solar system of Andromeda this week. A group of ships from a race of insects had failed to deal new contract with them and invaded the planet. Now they are contained by forces of the Community Galactica. Problems will always exist, we must deal with them. In all these photos, are transport ships, some crossing space transporting goods and people, others cracked and abandoned. Some should not be there long because remember, these images take time to arrive to your telescope. Question. Mithy, Clive asks, has been sighted many colored lights that are out at the sea and random formations and at one point, until they disappear. What are they and why? Well Clive, it's simple, these are probes that are distributed to hundreds to explore certain areas and, after completing the cycle of the mission, leave and are waiting to teleport to their original units. Each team responsible for a certain